Okay, what I'd like to first let me just wish you all Gemar Chasima Tova. You should have a good Ben Shur, you and your families. All everyone should be well. You should have a year of a lot of learning together in good health for us and all of Klal Yisrael. Those that are coming to Simchas Torah, they should meet here at 2 o'clock on Erev Yontif. Rabbi Arya Graber will be in contact with you, and we encourage you to come. It's a beautiful opportunity to spend Yontif together in an atmosphere of eating and learning. There'll be hopefully some packets. Always have the Chumashir and Zos HaBracha on the night of after the meal. That's always the fact. My first piece in Imre Baruch on Parashas is from Leil Simchas Torah in Schenectady. In those days, we used to go to Schenectady. Okay. The pasuk says in Hazinu, Tzur Yilodcha Teshi, Vatishkach Kel Mecholalecha. Tzur Yilodcha, meaning Hashem is the rock who gave birth to you. Teshi, you forgot him. Vatishkach kel mecholalecha, and it's poetry, so it repeats the same thing twice. Tzur yilodcha teshi, vatishkach kel mecholalecha, you forgot the God who brought you out of the womb. Of course, everything in the Torah is not just poetry. You have to darshan in every word, why it's repeated, etc. But it means that, you know, these psukim are talking about people forgetting God, you know, psukim of getting wealthy, forgetting the Ribono Shel Olam. So there's a famous mashal from the Dubna Magid. Okay, we all know the Dubna Magid has this famous mashalim. So he learns Pshat, So Yilodcha Teshi, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a bracha. What's the bracha he gave us? The power to forget. As, and you know, it's quoted here in the bottom in one of the Sfarim from the Chovas HaLevavos on page 3. Tol us HaShikha, Ki Lo HaShikha Lo Yanish Adam Bibli Otsev. Whereas if a person would forget, he would always be depressed because something bad happened, he would always remember it. So it would be, you know, very melancholy for him. So, of course, we don't want to forget things, but Shikha has positive atmosphere. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shikha that we should forget sorrows, we should forget bad things, and that's what the expression is, time heals. You know, we should forget the bad things and, you know, be healed with time. So the villain of the Dubna Mabigan explains, So Yilodcha Teshi means God created you with a special bracha of the ability to forget. But you use that bracha against him because he created you shikha, now you forget him. So that's what the pasuk is saying. I did you a favor creating you shikha, but you can't use it against me. Also, what's the famous mashal? If you don't know this mashal, you have to know this mashal of the Dubna Magid. So he says like this, Bior Mamra Nir al Derech Ruvain Hayachayv L'Shimon Mona. Ruvain owed Shimon a certain amount of money. So he owed Ruvain, he owed Shimon money. Ubar Ruvain Eitza Levi, Ubikecha So Sheitin Lo Eitza Lipater Mibal Chovo. So Ruvain didn't want to pay back the money to Shimon. So he went to his friend Levi and said, you know, how could I get out of this? He Shimon no geisu so ma'od. Vitein lo oitzah shiatzeth asmo sugar. So he says, you know what you should do? Make yourself look like a meshuggah. And when Shimon comes to you to ask you for money, just speak gibberish. He'll just think you lost your mind. Kesha yovah Shimon eilecha taschil tzavtzev v'lisrul glirko. Then start dancing and doing crazy things. So just think you're a meshuggah. Mechol is yasekein. And this way, he'll leave you alone. Vayas came to Shimon Raki who Meshuga. So that's what happened. Shimon came to Reuven for the money, and Reuven acted like a Meshuga, as per Levi's advice. And he left him alone. So Acharkach bar Reuven el Levi. Vivakesh also Eza Halva al Yomi Mispar. So then, a couple of days later, Reuven needed a loan. So he went to his friend Levi and asked him for a loan. And then it came time to pay back the loan. So what did he do? He started acting like a meshuga. So Levi says to him, I taught you that trick. You can't use it against me. I taught you that trick. So that's what Hashem's saying. I gave you this blessing of Shikha. But you can't use that against me. You can't forget me. So there was Levi taught him the trick, how to get out of paying back his loans. So Reuven won't have to pay Shimon the money. Then later, when he borrowed money from Levi, he's trying to use that same trick for Levi. He said, you can't use that trick on me. I taught you that trick. So that's the famous mashal of the Dubna Magid. Adam holechim shikha zos shachech is barum cholov in nevol yosim zos zel tzur yilal chateshi ratzom hu holi in oscha beteva hat shikha shetukol lishkoch dvarim yiduim vekanvon osach gilishpoch kein mafi tovosha vikimuch vata im hashikha zos habut bo bucha telech vetishkach kel mecholach. So this Dubna Magid, I thought, was kedai that you know it's a famous Dubna Magid. It's kedai that you should know. So I thought, Rabosai, that this Dubna Magid in Parshas Hazinu is very relevant to Sukkah. Because we know that Sukkah is what the Torah says, page 5, Basukkah's Teishu Shivas Yomim, Laman Yedu Dorosechim. That you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole point of Sukkah is that we shouldn't forget Hashem. L'man yedu dorosechem. And that's the famous Bach. The Bach says that even though normally mitzvahs, it's a discussion whether mitzvahs tzrichas kavano or not, but when it comes to certain mitzvahs where the Torah gives the reason of the mitzvah, that means the Torah wants that you should have kavana for that reason while you're doing the mitzvah. That's on page 7. Okay, that whenever the Torah gives you the tam of the mitzvah, so this Bach is saying that when you're doing the mitzvah, it's not enough to think that I'm doing a mitzvah. You have to think Laman Yedu Durasechem, that we're sitting in the sukkahs because we sat in the Anonia covered, and you know, we were enveloped in the Anonia covered by Hashem in the Midbar. And that's the idea of the sukkahs is all about remembering Hashem. So it's the opposite of Atishkach Kel Mechalulecha. And there's a beautiful idea, a beautiful remez. You have to see the Dubna Magid that we just did. Okay, so there's a beautiful remez. I'll show you in a second. Take a look on page 10. Page 10 is the first mission in Sukkah. Sukkah Lamala Mechop Amma Psula. Right? If the schach is more than 20 amas high, it's pasul. And then the Gemara says the same thing applies to mavoi. That when you have a mavoi, so that means you have three walls, an alleyway leading to the Rosh HaRabim, so you have to put a korah, a crossbeam, on it. And that crossbeam can't be 20 amos high, because the idea being, if it's going to be too high, you're not going to be able to see it. And where else do we have it? The Gemara on page 11. In Masechta Shabbos, Ner shel Chanukah, sheinicha lemala michaf ama psula kesukah ukumavay. Same thing by Ner Chanukah. If it's too high up, it's more than Chaf Amah is high, it's pasul. So we have this din of Chaf Amah by Sukkah, by Mavoy, and by Ner Chanukah. And then we have another halacha by these things, that it can't be higher than Chaf Amah, but it can't be lower than 10 tefachim. It can't be lower than 10 tefachim. Because also, if it's lower than 10 tefachim, you're not going to see it either. Right, if it's too low. Oh. So, if you take a look, there are three psukim in the Torah. I mean, a lot of that some of the Svarim put together. The pasuk in Sukkos, ki basukos hoshavti, that's one key. Then, the pasuk in Vayera on page 8, it says, Vayomer lo ki barchov nalin. That's the second one. And then in Mishle, in page 9, it says, ki ner mitzvah Torah or. So these, the Mesorah, some quote, there's a sefer from a Talmud of Rav Mordechai Benet, quotes from the Mesorah that there are three keys. The key of ki basukos hoshavti, the key ki barchov nalin, and the key of what? Of ki ner mitzvah Torah or. So he says an unbelievable thing on page 12, this Talmud of Rav Mordechai Benet. He says, you know what ki means? Ki is a remes. This blow you away. Unbelievable remes. You know what ki is? A chaf and a yud. You know what merames? Chaf is what? The chaf ama, that it can't be higher than chaf ama, and the yud is it can't be lower than yud tefachim. So what are the three psukim? Ki basukos, that's the size, the shear of the sukkah. Can't be lamal mechaf, can't be lamata mi yud tefachim. Ki barachov nalin, that's the remez to the mavoy. Mavoy is in the merachov. Can't be lamal mechaf, can't be lamata mi yud. And ki ner mitzvah of the Torah or is what? Is ner Chanukah. So these three things have to be constantly in our minds. The opposite of how the Dubna Magid explained the pasuk and what we just did before, the famous, the very important Dubna Magid that you need to see, that we just did before in Sur Yilad Chateshi. And that's the whole idea of Sukkah. The whole idea of Sukkah is the remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly. And there's a whole thing, you can take a look in the Aruch HaNer, he has a whole drasha about it. And, oh. But there's something else that you have to know. There's a famous kasha that's asked. How come, what is Sukkah? Sukkah is Zecher L'Anoni HaKavod. So we said that the sukkah is just the opposite of Sur Yilad Chateshi Vatishkach Kel Mecholulecha. Because that's the idea we forget Hashem. Sukkah is the whole idea of constantly remembering Hashem. How do you constantly remember Hashem? So you keep him. So that's what the Bach says. It's not enough that you mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, that you have kavanah for the mitzvah. You have to have kavanah for the reason. The Torah says, Laman Yedu, you have to have, that's part of the kavanah that you have to have. And that's why the sukkah has to be lamata mechaf ama and lamala miyutfachim. That's the key. But there's another question that's asked when it comes to sukkah. And that is, sukkah is zeichel anon ha'kavod. But we know Hashem gave us gimel matanos in the midbar. The anan, the bear, and the anon ha'kavod. So how come there's only a yontif for the anon ha'kavod? Why is there no yontif for the bear? There's no yontif for the... So the Chidah in the Rosh David in page 17 says there are three reasons for this. He quotes three different reasons. He says, He had the old Shamati on page 18, Mishem HaRav Yeshua Zayin, because the Anani HaKavod came without Klal Yisrael complaining. Those, they complained that they don't have water, they complained about their food. So those things have complaints about them. They were complaining. With the Anani HaKavod, there were no complaints. Then the Anani HaKavod, he also explains, is only for Klal Yisrael, not for the Erev Rav. And the other things were for other people as well. And then the other thing is that the man and the be'er are necessities of life. Of course you have to have a man and a be'er. You can't live. So sure Hashem had to provide it. But Anani HaKavod is a luxury. He didn't have to provide us with that luxury. So the fact that he provided us with that luxury shows that he really loves us. So he says all these three reasons are merumas in the pasuk. Because when he says Leman Yedu Derosechi Besukos Hashavti, means I placed you in sukkahs. You didn't ask for it. You weren't complaining. Besukos Hashavti. That's the first reason. And then, as Bnei Yisrael, who's Dafka Bnei Yisrael, not the Erev Rav. So that's the second reason. And the third reason is Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Meaning, I'm your master. So if I'm your master, so of course I have to feed you. So that's not so. But I didn't have to give you special Anani HaKavod. So that's the third reason. So all three reasons are merubas in the pasuk. Ki basukos hashavti, that you didn't ask for it. You weren't complaining. I initiated it. As Bnei Yisrael, not the Erev Rav. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Oh, so for the first time this year. Oh, so that's the idea that we always have to be thankful for God. That's why Sukkot is all about remembering God, being thankful for these beautiful presents that of Anani HaKavod that he didn't have to give us. And there's a famous Tosfos Yontif here that Tosfos Yontif asks in Brachos on the seventh parak here on the famous Kasha of why when we get an Aliyah we say Baruch Hashem Havarach. When we bench we say Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Mishalom. So why when we say Shem by a Brichas HaTorah we say the shame of Yudkei Vavkei, which is shame Harachamim. When it comes to eating, we say Baruch Elokeinu Midas Hadin. He says the pshat is because if Hashem created us, so the Midas Hadin dictates He has to give us food, but He didn't have to give us the Torah. That's pure Rachamim. The same thing. If Hashem brought us in the Midbar, He has to give us a man and a be'er, but He didn't have to give us the Anani HaKavod. That's a special luxury. Oh. But I want to share with you a vort that I saw for the first time this year that I never saw before in the Meshech Chochma. And I saw it was quoted in the Sefer Kimotzei Shalal Rav and Sukkos, which just came out. And then I want to tie it in with my own Hosafa on this vort. It's a Chiddush, and the Sefer Kimotzei Shalal Rav says that the Chasam Sofer disagrees with the Chiddush. But it's a Chiddush, something to think about. And I want to share it with you. And it ties in with everything we said, and it's a Chiddush. A chiddush nifla v'noira. Okay, you ready? Listen carefully. The Gemara says, page 21 in Kedushin and Daf Mem, the machshava tova mitzarfa l'maisa. A person has a machshava tova. In other words, you wanted to do a mitzvah, but you were nenas. So Hashem will give you credit ki'ilu. That's what the choshvei it says. What does it mean, choshve? You thought. My choshve shemo, Amar Avasi, a few choshem odom, lasas mitzvah nenas, below asa, malav akosuki lo asa. If a person thought to do a mitzvah, but somehow he wasn't able to do it, so he gets credit. Maybe not full credit, like Rosh Hashanah, but at least he'll get some credit. So the Meshech Chochma is an unbelievable chiddush. Unbelievable chiddush I mean, the Meshech Chacham was so original. He was so original. I mean, he knew Kol HaTorah Kula, and then he said these original Chidushim. Wow. So he says, like this. He says, certain mitzvahs, it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Mm-hmm. Which mitzvahs? Sukkah, we just saw, L'man Yehidu Torosechem, Ki Basukkah So Shafti, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Shofar, it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What does Ani Hashem Elokeichem mean? I'm your Adon. So he says this, when it comes to an Adon, a Melech, so you have to service the king. There's no such thing, good intentions. You got to do it. So he says like this, whenever it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Machshavat Tova, Hashem is not Matzar for Lamaisa. That's why the Gemara says it's a Simen Klola if it rains on Sukkos. You know why? Because it rained on Sukkos. I wanted to sit in the Sukkos. It was rain. What do you want from me? Ani Hashem, okay. But bottom line is he didn't do it. And that's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. Any year that the shofar wasn't blown in the beginning of the year is going to be bad for the rest of the year. Why? Most probably it was talking about Ba'onus. But it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem means you got to deliver the goods. Kiddush. No Yerim Niflo. Take a look on page 22. He says this on the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol. Yirei Hashem Choshvei Shoah. Fil Choshem Lasos Mitzvah Nenas Lo Asa. Because then, so he says, L'chein, the third column, the sukkah, L'chein b'tkiyah shofar, the darchi, minayin l'malchiyah sasiv, ani Hashem l'okeichem, koyach shofar, ein li tetzchar menas l'osa, batal stai v'shton v'zeh. L'chein omer bishop, yardu shomim, domer li shavol, it says yardu shomim, l'chein rosh hashanah. Kol shasha ein marim b'tchilasa, the Gemara says, hafil is yelit osa, marim lo b'sofa. And that's what the Cooperman writes in the footnote 5. Ani Hashem Elokeichem means Ani Adon Lachem. L'chein Eim Malam Acharei Harasa Adon Lo Yikablu Et Tovosa. But I'm your Adon. You have to do it. Because if Ani Hashem Ma'akev Ha'ones Ki Chosse Ba'adnus. But what's bottom line is, you didn't show Adnus. You didn't show that I'm the Adon. You didn't do it. Okay, you wanted, but bottom line is you didn't do it. The Chiddush, very big Chiddush. Very big Chiddush. And the Sefer Shalom, Motzei Shalom Rav, he points this Chasam Sofer as says the Feirish, not that way. But what I want to say is like this, that the idea of the Sukkahs, we say to remember Hashem, Hashem gives us things and we have to remember. But sometimes when it comes to Hakaras HaTov and thanking somebody, it's not enough that you think about it. When it comes to Hakar Satov, you have to really show that you're thankful. You have to express it. You know what it means with your parents or your friends or your wife or whatever it is. So it's not enough, I meant to say thank you. I meant to, you know. No, you have to actually do it. And if you didn't do it, you didn't do it. And this mitzvah is about, see, it's not enough. A lot of times people say, oh, I had you in mind. Had you in mind. It's not enough to have in mind. So pick up the phone and call him. Don't just have him in mind. It's not enough to have you in mind. You know, Sukkah is all about remembering God, but sometimes remembering is not enough to think about. You have to do an action. So by Sukkah, if you don't do it, you don't say L'chol Shvei Shema. The Meshech Chacham is Chiddush. So, you know, there's a lot of times with your friends, oh yeah, I was going to call you. I was going to do it. No, don't say I'm going to call you. Call him. Don't just think about it. Do it. And by Sukkah, the Meshech Chacham is Mechadesh. It's the one of the mitzvahs that we don't say that Machshavah Tov Metzar for Lamaisi. You got to do it. because sukkah represents remembering God, and remembering somebody, it's not enough that I'm remembering you. Oh, I thought about you. You thought about him? Pick up the phone and call him. Say hello. Give him chizuk, whatever. Don't just say, I thought about you. You thought about God, you thought about your friend, you thought about whatever. It takes a second. Do it. Sukkah is about doing. Like we said last week from the Mazel to Rebbe. Sukkah is all about always being busy, doing things. You know, we said the child, the mashal with the child, right? The sukkah is the mashal about the doing. You know, avir, right? That's the maisa. So yilad chateshi, we started off with the word from the Dugna Magid. Hashem created shikha to help us, and then we used it against him with the famous mashal that we did. And that's what sukkah is coming to be, a tikkun for that. And therefore, it has to key has to be key. Not lamala michaf, not lamata miyud. Key basukas, key near mitzvah, key barchov nalim. These are the three keys. And that's the sod. That when it comes to remembering, sometimes that remembering has to then translate in action. In other words, you were thinking about your wife on the anniversary, but you didn't get her flowers, but you didn't get her a card. So you were thinking about her. That's very nice. You were thinking, but the thinking has to translate into action. It's not enough that I was thinking about her. You say to your friend, yeah, I was thinking about you. So think about me. So pick up a phone and call him. Do something. Oh, I was thinking of setting up my friend. Yeah, you were thinking about it. So don't just think. You got to do. Oh, yeah, I was thinking I was going to set up my friend with... somebody, whatever. Don't think. Do. The thinking has to translate, and that's this mitzvah of sukkah, Yiman Yedu, Zechiras Hashem, has to then translate into Maisa. And that's why if you don't do it, you didn't do it. And that's why Simen Klala B'Chag, if it rains. What's the why is it such a Simen Klala? The Maisa I tried, I wanted, but you didn't do it. And sukkah is about doing. Hasa, the Lord Ben Ha'os. Had to do it in a seer. It's not enough that a sukkah, the halacha is by a sukkah, can't be memela. You know, the din is like if you have a big haystack. So you can't just hollow out the middle of the haystack and memela, you'll have a sukkah. You have to put on the schach. You have to do a seer. You can't just take a haystack that's full and just hollow it out. And memela, I'll have a sukkah. You have to do a positive asiya. Because sukkah is about a seer. The Mesh Chachma has another piece about that. About the difference between sukkah and lulav, but sukkah is about asiyah. That's how some explain. It's about asiyah. It's about doing. It's someone was telling me a word from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, I think Rav Lichtenstein said over Hesped for Shlomo Zalman. And you know the word we said in previous years, the two mitzvahs that you do with your whole body. Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael and Sukkah. And I think Rav Lichtenstein said, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said over, that just like Sukkah, this has a din of Asiyah, so Eretz Yisrael, you have to build, you have to do an Asiyah in Eretz Yisrael. You can't just, doesn't come the mail. Positive. So that's what Sukkah is about. Sukkah is about doing. Tase. You have to remember. It's all about remembering, but it's about remembering that brings to doing. Not just, oh, I remembered you. I was thinking about you. I was going to set you up. I was going to call you before Rosh Hashanah. I was going to do this. I was going to do that. Yeah, a lot of things you were going to do, but what did you do? That's the yisod. So yilad chateshi, atishkach kel mecholulecha. Hashem created shikcha. We can't use it against him. Just like the mashal of the magen. And that's the yisod. You have to remember things from people, and then that remembering has to translate into action. And that's the sort of Hazinu, and that's the sort of Sukkos. So let me wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova, a good Gemar Shior, a meaningful Yom Kippur, a meaningful fast, a Simchas Sukkos, Man Simchaseinu, and I'm looking forward to all that we can go to West Orange, Bez Hashem, Hoshana Rabbah, for Shmina Tzeres, all those that signed up, please be in contact. Rabbi Arya Graber will be calling you to give you information. you still know someone who might want to come, you can let him know. We could maybe still accommodate a couple more people. He should try to go. Rez Hashem will have learning. And then, Rez Hashem, I think when Shir starts the Sunday afterwards. What? That's Sunday. So that Sunday we should be back, ready for Halacha Shir. I'm not sure on what yet, but Halacha Shir. And Rez Hashem, we should all have a meaningful year, Rez Hashem, with Simcha, with Asiya, with Tzchira, leading to Asiya. Mar Hasimato.
He sent for you, he called you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got delayed.